Hello, you are welcome to my podcast, Wisdom Seeds. I am Pastor Steve Olafan. Stay blessed as you listen to this episode.
Why smart people still make foolish choices? Wisdom Seeds. org/why smart people still make foolish choices. Why P intelligence does not protect you from foolishness. Some of the smartest people in history destroyed their lives through pride, lust, greed, anger, or arrogance. Knowledge and wisdom are not the same thing. You can solve complex math problems and still ruin your marriage. A successful businessman can build companies worth millions and still destroy his life through addiction. Solomon understood this better than most people. God gave him extraordinary wisdom. 1 Kings 4 verse 29 says God gave Solomon wisdom as measureless as the sand on the seashore. Yet Solomon still made foolish decisions. He ignored God's commands about foreign wives. Those relationships slowly turned his heart away from God. The man known for wisdom ended up trapped by compromise. That should warn everybody. Foolishness often begins when people think they are too smart to fail. Proverbs 16 verse 18 says, "Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall." Pride blinds people. It convinces them they can control sin without consequences. A man says, "I can stop drinking whenever I want." A woman says, "This emotional affair is harmless." A leader says, "Nobody will find out." Pride creates false confidence right before collapse. Emotions also overpower intelligence. People know smoking damages the body, yet many still smoke. One half people know rage destroys relationships, yet they keep exploding in anger. People know debt creates stress, yet they continue to spend money they do not have. Knowledge alone does not change behavior. Romans 7 describes this struggle clearly. Paul says, "For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing." Human beings often act against their own knowledge because desire is powerful. That is why wisdom requires discipline. Joseph showed that kind of wisdom in Genesis 39 when Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him. Joseph ran from temptation instead of testing his strength against it. Many people fall because they stay too close to temptation while assuming they are strong enough to resist. A recovering gambler walks into casinos just to watch. A married person keeps private conversations going with someone they secretly desire. A person struggling with anger keeps feeding their mind with rage-filled content every day. Wise people remove themselves from traps early. 2 Timothy 2 verse 22 says, "Flee the evil desires of youth." Notice the verse does not say argue with temptation. It says flee. Smart people become foolish when pride replaces humility, emotions replace discipline, and desire replaces obedience. Real wisdom begins when you fear God more than you trust yourself. Proverbs 9 verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Thank you for listening to this message. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel Wisdom Seeds Podcast February 2nd.